1. The structural organization of animals. It's possible to recognize a structural level in animals which corresponds to the general shape of the body and reflects adaptation to the environment or the living habits of the organism. Some simple animals have bodies with spherical symmetry and have an infinite number of symmetry planes all passing through the center. Less mobile species that live on a flat surface, such as at the bottom of the sea, generally have bodies with radial symmetry, characterized by a main axis of symmetry. All planes through the axis of the body divided into two equal mirror images. Species that move freely and have elongated bodies have bilateral symmetry. Their bodies are divided into two identical mirror images with a single plane of symmetry. In general, an animal's body structures are directly and perfectly related to their functions. Structures that perform different functions in different organisms but have the same embryonic origin are called homologous structures. This is the case with the wing in birds and the fin in whales. Structures that perform the same function but have different embryonic origin are called analogous structures, the wing in birds and insects. 2. The apparatus and organs of animals. Different apparatus are recognizable in the bodies of animals, each of which performs a specific vital function. Each apparatus is made up of several organs that coordinate their action and allow the operation of the apparatus. The digestive system is responsible for the digestion and absorption of food. The respiratory system provides gas exchange between the inside and the outside of the body. The circulatory system carries necessary substances to cells in the body. Linked with this, the immune system defends the body against infection. The excretory system removes waste substance. The nervous system and the endocrine system are responsible for receiving stimuli from the environment and processing responses. The skeletal and muscular system work together to maintain support for and allow the movement of the body. The reproductive system enables the body to generate offspring. 3. Animal tissues, epithelial and connective. Four different types of tissue are present in the bodies of vertebrates: epithelial, connective, muscular, and nervous. Epithelial tissues carry out the functions of covering and secretion. Epithelial tissues are made up of closely adjoining cells that form a free area open to exchange with the environment and a surface that adheres to the basement membrane. There are two types of epithelial tissues. A. Covering epithelium that covers the outer surface of the body, certain organs and their cavities, blood vessels and ducts. It can be simple or stratified according to the number of cell layers. B. Glandular epithelium, which forms part of the secreting glands. Connective tissues play a supporting and reserve role, as well as filling empty spaces. They consist of cells scattered in a matrix. The matrix contains a vital fluid substance and various protein fibers. The connectors are classified according to the type of matrix and include loose connective tissue, fibrous, cartilage, fat, bone, and blood. 4. Animal tissues, muscle and nerves. Muscle tissue is the most abundant form of tissue in the bodies of vertebrates. Due to its contractile properties, muscle tissue is responsible for movement and the maintenance of posture. In homeothermic animals, it also generates heat. Muscle tissue is made up of elongated cells called muscle fibers. There are three types of muscle tissue. Skeletal muscle tissue makes up the muscles attached to the skeleton and is responsible for voluntary movement. It consists of striated fibers and multinucleate cells. Smooth muscle tissue makes up the muscles that cover the organs that have the ability to contract and expand. Its contraction is involuntary. It consists of non-striated mononucleate cells. Heart muscle tissue makes up the walls of the heart. It's a striated type, but its contraction is involuntary. Nervous tissue carries information between the various parts of the body. It consists of neurons, cells that have short and branched appendages called dendrites, and a long extension called an axon. Around the neurons are supporting cells that function to isolate and protect them, as well as to speed the transmission of nerve impulses. 5. The structural organization of plants. Plants are multicellular autotrophic organisms. Their structural plan consists of three organs: roots, stem, and leaves. The root ensures the plant an anchorage in the soil and the supply of nutrients from the soil itself. The stem is the structure that supports and carries upward the photosynthetic organs. It also serves to transport nutrients to various parts of the plant. The leaves are the organs in which photosynthesis takes place. It's these organs that are different types of tissue, and three systems are recognized: the vascular system, which transports substances within the body; the tegumentary system, which covers the outside of the plant; the ground tissue, which performs various functions, including those of support and of reserve.